food it tends to be more personal than
insult.
Yeah, it's more personal. It's like something in your brain instead of something in you just being clumsy.
Is it sort of a bad word to use?
Yeah, it's not.
I've never used that word.
It's not nice.
What?
A fool.
I hate that word.
Fool.
Like you say, a stupid fool. It makes them sound like they're immature or something. Uh-huh. Then
sound like you're downright ignorant.
Better say you're stupid than you're a fool.
What about someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to the money?
A penny pincher.
Okay.
Tightwad,
yeah.
And
that's Mark. He's so tight, he squeaks.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
He's ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Is it a...
It's okay. It's plain.
It's not an insulting thing to say about someone then.
No, just not exciting.
What if you say that a girl is common? What would it mean then?
She's a wallflower.
Okay. And say an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well, does all their work. You say he's awfully what for his age?
Oh, he's awful up in there. Let's see. Like papaya, what is he?
Healthy.
Yeah, he's healthy. He's good for his age.
He's peppy or spry or chipper.
Spunky.
Spunky?
Yeah.
You gonna take me home? And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
concerned.
But you wouldn't feel easy. You say you felt
uneasy.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, they'll get home all right. Just don't
worry too much.
And the child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay.
Scared.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now.
She shouldn't be.
Okay. Or use an expression used to be. You'd say, why is she afraid now? She
used to be. She shouldn't be.
What's the opposite of used to be? How would
you used to be? Used not to be.
Okay. And somebody leaves a lot of money on the table, and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You say they're mighty what with their money?
Free.
Or they just leave it lying around.
They're loose with their money.
Or they don't seem to watch over it like they should. They're too...
careless.
Careless.
Okay. And someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He just won't listen to anybody else.
Bullheaded.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
They're not fun to be with.
Or just any little thing. And
hothead.
Yeah, hothead.
Why don't I make some crawfish next?
Might as well
if I'll do that. Yeah, like a hothead or something.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say this touchy or touches?
Yeah, touchy.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
So uptight.
Okay. All of a sudden he got really...
ferocious.
Okay. And someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them that just...
calm down.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions?
Pooped.
Okay. Well, or you're just completely...
worn out.
Okay. And say if someone had been well, then suddenly you hear they have some disease, you might say, well, when I last saw them, they were fine.
Sure.
When was it
that
they...
got ill.
Or if you'd what sick.
When was it they got sick?
Okay. And say someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running.
Caught a cold.
Okay.